If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I am almost speechless. I know my job is to speak, so I will speak, but I am almost speechless at what it is that we saw inside of that game. That's some epic shit. Now, I can't say that on my score video, but I can say that on House of L. That was some epic shit that happened. What you watch, what you witnessed, no one will believe you. Someone that watched the first half of that game will tell you that the Bears were blown out by 5 touchdowns, and they were not. And there are multiple reasons, and the more that we talk about it, the more reasons that we'll find. But the biggest reason is they didn't quit. They could have quit. They didn't quit. By the way, we're brought to you by Remy Martin. It's my city. That's the slogan for Remy Martin right now. That's how it feels. I am amazed. I heard tonight from people that I haven't heard from in forever about this game. I got all sorts of friends like hitting me up and being like, are you watching this? Because they know I'm watching it for work and whatnot. And it is epic. My mother texted me to tell me that my father, my little cute dad, is happy and that people were shooting out in the burbs. And the same thing was happening here. There were some fireworks. There were people honking their horns, rolling down the street. I heard some other things that didn't sound like fireworks, and it's cool. Hopefully everything's cool and people are in a celebratory mood. The city is going to be lit for at least the next 72 hours. And then you'll get to the business of whoever it is that the Bears are going to play in the divisional round. But my goodness, the way that game flipped from a momentum standpoint, here's what I'll say about the Packers. The Packers had the better game plan coming into the game. The Bears did a better job adjusting. They adjusted mid-flow. Like, we're sitting there in the group chat, and inside the group chat, it's like, wow, do we have to start talking about DA not returning as Bears defensive coordinator after a performance like this? And now you walk out of this game going, does Matt LaFleur have a job at the end of this weekend? And I know that we were joking about that earlier in the week, but a loss like this, the way that the Packers lost to your blood rival in front of the whole country, when you had a 21-3 lead at the half and you end up losing because your kicker is just out there just like, I don't care. I'll just miss it. Just miss it. Miss that one too. That miss on the extra point after the golden touchdown, to me, was the moment where the door opened wide for the Bears to come back. Now, they had gotten some stops early on that gave them an opportunity to come back, but that miss was like, man, you are fucking up the math. Like, the math is real bad for Green Bay right now, and the Bears took advantage. I don't care how you win playoff games. I really don't. I don't even want to hear about Caleb's completion percentage, and it's pretty easy. It's 50%. I saw 361 yards. One of the interceptions was on a clear miscommunication where Luther Burden wasn't lined up well and then didn't run the right route. And the second one's on a fourth down play where he gets blitzed up the middle and has to throw the ball up. He threw two touchdowns in this game. He also came up with a couple of big scrambles. He kept plays alive. He did the cool stuff that he seemingly always does. And the fact that he was able to do it in a playoff game is amazing. Colston Loveland, we have been talking about it for weeks. He is the matchup nightmare. 15 targets, 8 catches, 138 yards for the young man. He did it all. Did it all. Running guys off, beating man-to-man, sitting in the zone, making catches on the sidelines, whatever you wanted Colston Loveland to do. All those things that people were looking at during the draft, and I remember a couple days before the draft, someone hit me up and was like, I know that everyone's talking about Tyler Warren, but you should go watch some Colston Loveland tape. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll go watch some Colston Loveland tape. And I went and watched the tape, and I was like, he's a really good fit for what Ben Johnson wants to do, and he has been all of that. I know that it got off to a bumpy start, but this dude has now become like the guy for the Bears. With all the weapons that they have, with Rome and DJ and Luther Burden, it's Colston Loveland that's the problem. He has already turned into, you know, a super young version of whether you want it to be Gronk or Travis or Antonio Gates. He has been that dude. He is out there making matchup problems for defenses, and it is incredible. Like, it's incredible. This win, there's no way in the world this win should have happened. None. And they were able to pull the win out. Epic is the word that I keep thinking about because that's how it feels. It feels like this was a really important moment in Bears history. And you're sitting there going, well, there's all these things, this weird stuff, like them wearing the all blues in the year where they said they weren't going to wear alternate uniforms because Virginia didn't like the alternate uniforms. And here they are in a playoff game wearing an alternate uniform. And they were able to win. And the place was dead for a big portion of it. And then in the third quarter, after a couple of stops, like Soldier Field got hopping. People started to get excited. And all you needed was a couple of stops just to slow them down. And it felt like the adjustments that were made. And I know that we won't get a chance to talk to DA about this for a while. I think the playoff rules are a little different. We actually might hear from DA earlier. But I'm curious on what it is that they did. And I'll go back, now that I'm not like charting it, I can go back and look and see some of the stuff. But they were getting crushed in man defense, and it didn't matter. And the Packers did a good job of attacking Kyler Gordon, who was trying to work himself back into game shape. Jordan Love had 323 yards and 4 touchdowns in this game. He was also incredible. But the bulk of that ended in the first half, and then it was punt, 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 punt. And I mentioned this in my score video, and I'll obviously say it to you. Devin Duvernay was huge for the Bears. His returns in this game, kickoff, punt, he was outstanding. He averaged 21 yards a return on punts, had a 37-yard long, and on kickoffs, he averaged 27 yards. Like, he did the job for you, setting you up in incredible field position. And the Bears took advantage of it. The Bears went and did it. And it took everyone. It took every single person on the offense. Another guy who didn't flinch that we probably won't talk a ton about, except for me right now talking about it, DeAndre Swift. I thought his contribution was pretty big in this game. And statistically, it doesn't feel that way. But that dive into the end zone for him, it set the place ablaze. And they were able to run the ball enough that the play action stuff was working. It's why you don't run away from it. And I'm glad that Ben didn't do that. It felt like in the first half that we were watching Ben's ego like be out of control in some of the things that they wanted to do, and that he and his offense found themselves. And then they said, all right, let's go back to who we are. Let's work it, and let's we've got a matchup. Let's work that, and let's get the ball to Colston Loveland. Let's make him the guy. He far and away had the most targets of anyone playing in this game. Anyone. And there he was, right there, leading you in receiving, averaging 17 yards a catch on 8 catches. That's wild shit, man, that you saw inside of that performance. And luckily, we don't know who the Bears' opponent is going to be yet. We'll find out tomorrow. But I like the fact that at least for another, 15, 16 hours, Bears fans can just live in that. They can live in the epic way, the cinematic way that they were able to come back and win this game. I had people over at Soldier Field hitting me up and being like, man, things are dead here and it's not going well. And then it starts going well. And they make it so that Green Bay was passive and they were playing on their heels and they didn't know what quite to do inside of this thing. And it leads to a celebratory thing that people will not forget for a very, very long time. Man, questions for LaFleur is going to be spicy. Spicy. And it should be spicy. You blew a 21-3 lead. That was you. You had the Bears. And then you missed that field goal and things started rolling downhill for them. And then you couldn't get a stop. I remember Joe Ostrowski talking about, look at this second half over if you're looking for something to bet on inside this game. The Bears scored 28 points in the second half. They scored 25 points in the fourth quarter. That's crazy. After looking at some points in the first half inept, they were able to rally and focus and win the game and advance. And their kicker made all the kicks. You need a 51-yarder from a guy who people think can't make those kicks. He made the kick. He was ready. McManus wasn't. And yeah, the Soldier Field turf did look like gazpacho. I saw a whole bunch of guys slipping and sliding. DJ Moore sliding at the goal line. Packers players are sliding out of bounds. Like, there's all sorts of stuff that was going on. But the biggest thing about this is that the Bears won. And if you were carrying that burden, the Packers' burden, if this was the team you didn't want to play because you knew that if they lost, that you were going to have to hear about it forever and ever, you get to flip that on its head. Packers fans are going to be sick over this. They're going to be sick over this for a year. Even if they beat the Bears twice in the regular season, unless they keep the Bears out of the playoffs next year, they got to wait until this time in 2027 to try and get some get back. Because this is the type of stuff that doesn't happen to them. It's usually the type of pain that they inflict on the Bears. And the last five games between these two teams have come down to the last play. And now the Bears have won three of them. And you add that to Detroit winning divisions before that, and Minnesota having a better record. If you're the Packers, you're suddenly starting to look like you're standing still with a quarterback that went out there and threw four touchdowns and over 300 yards. So there will be a lot of questions, but that's for them to deal with. The questions for the Bears, that now it's house money. Now all of this is house money because you didn't lose to the Packers. So whoever the competition is next week, and let's say the Bears lose, you didn't lose to the Packers in the first round. You made it to the divisional round. You beat your blood rival. It's house money, so everyone can get greedy. Everyone. In the comments, I would love for you to drop your favorite moment of the game. Let me know what your favorite moment was, because there's a lot to choose from. And you go from Prime did a great job of like the crowd shots. And when it was 21-3, it was a bunch of sad people up there in Soldier Field with their sad Bears costumes and everything else. And now they are out here walking the streets, honking horns, shooting off guns, shooting off fireworks, dancing, having a great time. And you should have a great time. That was crazy. It's crazy. So, you know what this means? It means more podcasts for your boy. I actually have been doing some planning. I'm going to have some friends join me for some of these podcasts now that we got at least another week of podcasts until kickoff. So, thanks to Remy Martin for the support. Remy Martin's my city. Yeah. Yeah. It's Caleb's city now. You talk about legendary performances in the playoffs. Hard to beating the Packers after being down 21-3 to advance to the divisional round. And I know that outside of the Super Bowl and then the 63 championship, there are not a lot of people alive that have seen great Bears playoff moments. That was one of them. And maybe he's got a couple more left. It would be dope if he did. Sure, he's delaying my vacation. But fuck it. We're all having a good time, right? Podcast is going to be popping. The radio show is going to be popping. And I'll be here for all of it. I will talk to you next time. Peace.